Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We're going to get yelled at. We're going to get yelled at. I think you guys have said some stupid stuff.
Yeah. I think it's been spread along evenly. Damn.
Don't even try to argue with her because her answer retort is always,
I'm a doctor.
I'm a doctor. Doctors
okay.
are always right.
No. Doctoring degree and all my schooling does not make me smarter than everyone else. It just makes me smarter than you bastards.
Yes, it does.
Okay?
Oh. Yes, it does. Yeah. You can be smarter than people. It's not just opinions. You know, I hate that. I see it every day on the news and Facebook. I could be smarter than people. And
facts,
I am.
Yes. When I'm speaking facts, right. I am smarter than you if you do not believe the facts.
There's
a problem.
I'm with you on that.
I apologize.
Don't apologize to us. You're a busy lady, man.
It was a long week. But there were a lot of things that that you had brought up, and I was going to give you guys a call tomorrow because it's Valentine's Day. I'm going to be very busy with my pillow fight, my fort, so I'm just going to call today.
Hey, the fort was in general for all women. Your pillow fights are your own, man.
Of course. Right. That's what we do on Valentine's Day and every weekend and every night that we go out with the girls.
Pillow fight and fort, right?
Oh, this is just with the girls. I thought you were treating your husband.
Pillow fights for the girls. The fort's for the dudes.
Right. Well, not in my not in the dungeon though in Philadelphia. That's
by the way, that wasn't your house. Okay.
I gotta say, I did look at this. Yeah. That house is much nicer looking than my house.
It's a nice house.
Yeah. Time to upgrade.
Yeah. Have you thought of upgrading?
You got a dungeon already built in there, man.
Yeah. Or at least go take a look.
I bet you a lot of husbands want to look at that. Let's look at this place.
Let's go hit the open house.
I'll see what we're doing this weekend if we can go make an open house.
Our budget's $600,000, but for $750,000, I might think about it. That's one. There's a lot of guys raised their budget to $750,000 as soon as they sold that house. You know?
Oh, it's all of a sudden.
And if you talk nice to the realtor, I'm sure you can see if you could just spend a night in the dungeon.
Yeah.
I would love to see the home inspection report for that, though.
I know.
You know?
So
like,
would I.
Like, is it strong enough?
Strong enough to hold a certain weight.
Yep,
right.
Exactly.
That's true. Does the beam? Can the beams hold a big girl? Can the beams hold a big girl? That's what they said. Yeah. No, they can't.
Right,
sorry.
Oh, that home inspector's like, you're not going to believe the inspection I had to do.
Yeah,
a lot of guys volunteered for that inspection.
Are there rules and regulations there regarding a sex dungeon?
I'm sure there must be. I'm sure there must be.
he double flipped me off on that one. What's up?
All right. So Craig had done a story, I don't remember how many days ago, but it was a very amazing statistic that 48% of adults, and adults who are 18 to 65, have cardiovascular disease, whether or not they believe it. So realize, 1 in 2 people, that's 50%.
Is that true?
I think it probably is true, because cardiovascular disease encompasses a wide variety of things now. It can be as high blood pressure, it can be high cholesterol, it can be having blockages in your heart, or even having a history of a heart attack or a stroke. So if you think about how broad the term cardiovascular disease really is, it probably encompasses a lot more people than people even realize.
Yeah, is that the number one killer, people in the U.S.?
I think so, still, yes. I think it is. And I just want to point out that that means nearly 50% of Americans have a pre-existing condition.
Oh, that's right. It's about health care, too, right?
Yeah. Yep. That would disqualify them from obtaining health care should the Supreme Court choose to overturn the protection.
There you go. So all you people voting against your own health care, that's a fact that you have to deal with, but you don't pay attention to facts.
I cannot emphasize this enough. That every single
That should scare everybody. That should scare everybody, the pre-existing. By the way, I also read, if you were ever had anxiety and a doctor knows that,
yes,
you are a pre-existing condition, you might not get insurance.
Absolutely. If they can go through, so when you get health care, what they would do is go through your medical record. If you ever had a diagnosis, even transient, and let's say you had a very traumatic experience like the death of a child or a death of a parent or a spouse, and for a while you had a diagnosis of anxiety or depression,
I did.
That would be a pre-existing condition.
I did. Todd did, yes. Yeah.
And as a reminder, if you were a woman and you had no other health issues and no other ICD-9 codes or diagnoses or ICD-10 codes, you would still be a pre-existing condition.
Back schmacks. We don't care.
Exactly.
Socialist crap.
I just cannot emphasize this enough. That
screaming with guys with heart. By the way, when I click on the guys that are anti-insurance, every one of them I can tell has heart disease. Every one of them. Every one.
Every one of them.
I know. Look at them. You're fat. You've got something going on with you, man.
You got something. Yeah. You've got a little sleep apnea. Yeah. I can see it. I can see it in your neck. So then there was a story about the human papillomavirus, or HPV vaccine, that came from the World Health Organization.
Who?
Thank you. So I wanted to bring up the fact that, because I got a couple questions about the HPV vaccine this week when I was at a meeting and then also on Twitter. So this is a safe vaccine. It actually does prevent cancer, which is, if you think about that, that is amazing.
I told the story earlier. I'm not going to mention who he is because he's a friend of mine, though. And he was diagnosed with neck cancer, and it wasn't Craig. And we were discussing this a couple weeks ago. And I'll tell you off the air who it was, Doc. You don't know him, but I'll tell you why this guy is respected, to me at least he was. He's about my age, a little older than me. And he said, we didn't have the HPV, and that's how he got the HPVs in our system since we didn't get the vaccines. They didn't have them when we were that age. And he said that's the reason neck cancer showed up with him.
There are 80 million Americans are infected with some type of HPV. An additional 14 million become newly affected every year. That means if you are a sexually active male or female, you have been exposed to at least one strain of the virus, of the HPV vaccine. Most of this clears away on its own, but some can remain. And it can become cancer in the cervix, vaginal cancers, cancer of the penis for men, genital warts, anal cancer, and yes, head and neck cancers in both sexes.
So, Did he spend any time with Catherine Zeta-Jones?
No, he's a grown man who's probably been sexually active his whole life.
Remember that smoking will increase the risk of, even if you have HPV, it will increase the risk of those types of cancers as well. So it's a double-edged sword. But just a quick update. Go ahead.
Sorry, we're making faces at each other.
Oh. That scared me what he just did to me. Go ahead. So all of us grown men here in this room have been sexually active our whole life, and none of us have had the HPV virus. Vaccine.
We were too old for it,
right? We were too old for it, right? So
yes.
Both my kids have gotten them. They're still in the process of getting them right now.
And that is the point, though.
Right.
That's the point that I wanted to bring up. So it is approved for people. It was previously approved for ages 9 to 26, and it's especially recommended ages 9 to 11 or 12.
Yeah.
But in October, it was now approved by the FDA for ages 27 to ages 45. Now, it is not as effective at preventing cancer if you get the vaccine later, like if you're getting in your 30s or your 40s, but it still can help prevent cancer. And so if you fall into the age group, that means up to age 45, and you have not had the HPV vaccine, go talk to your doctor about getting it, because you should get it, especially if you're sexually active, which is pretty much everyone except your children. Your children are not having sex, but everybody else is. So,
That's true. Yeah.
When you guys are sticking your fingers in each other's butts, you are not doctoring. And
We call each other doctor. Thank you, doctor. Thank you, doctor. Thank you, doctor. Doctor.
We can call it what we want.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
doctor.
Our game.
It's our game.
We made up the game, so we can call it what the hell we want.
Doctor.
Doctor. Doctor. Thank you, doctor. Oh, thank you, doctor.
And for everyone, not just you bastards, stop beating your cancer off with a stick and go see a doctor.
Yeah,
you
that's
moron.
So that's not okay. Don't hit your.
Yeah,
I don't know how we got into hitting a tumor with a stick. I have no idea.
Well, because Craig beat off cancer with a stick along with everything else. Apparently,
yes, he did.
And for Craig also, Jesus Christ, just because the study comes from Harvard doesn't mean you have to do it so that everybody can make fun of Yale, okay? I know why he does all the studies that come out of Harvard. I am very much aware.
That's right. It's
Harvard with Craig. Yeah, people do mess with you on Twitter. I see that about Yale.
All the time.
All the state school guys are messing with your Yale degree. All the state school guys, the GED
guys.
Some college guys. Mess with that Yale degree.
I am surprised that nobody came at me about Yale's power ranking, because, right. which right. I think is because it wasn't even there.
But the Craig will be quick to point out that most of the good studies do come from Harvard.
Have it.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they kind of do.
So there was a story that had been done about a diabetes medicine that causes, and there was a question about this Fournier's gangrene. And this is a necrotizing fasciitis.
Oh, junk gangrene, right?
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It rots your taint.
Oh.
So in this particular case, that is what it is. So it's a
How
type
can you tell?
Of
it
necrotizing
stinks anyway.
Fasciitis.
Yeah.
And that's
oh, you
a
can
rare...
Tell. Yeah.
Yes, you can tell. You should. And so this is really important, because this can kill people. Necrotizing fasciitis is a rare bacterial infection. It spreads very, very quickly, and it can cause death. So if you suspect that you have this, you need to see a doctor right away, because they oftentimes, it's not just antibiotics. They have to do surgery as well to help prevent that infection from spreading. So there are some rare cases of this necrotizing fasciitis of the perineum, that Fournier's gangrene, associated with a particular class of diabetes medications. And I will put this up on Twitter.
All right.
But you know, if you, and it's important, I think, not to alarm the public, because it's very rare still. So over a 5-year period, there were 12 cases, 7 men, 5 women, 1 died, all required surgery. So if you are on these medications and you start to see symptoms of tenderness, redness, swelling, if you have any problems with your junk, you need to go see a doctor, okay? You don't stop and you don't wait for it and see if it gets better.
Perineum, by the way, is a doctor word for taint.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Sorry.
Do you ever say taint in the office?
No.
Okay.
No.
Let me check your taint.
Yeah, no, that doesn't come out. But remember, again, I'm on the other side.
That's right. You are. Well, you're behind the taint.
I know.
You're around the taint area.
Well, it's right around the corner there.
You can speak the patient's language every once in a while.
I could, but, you know, I try to avoid that particular area if I can. If they're asking me to examine that, I'm like,
doctor.
We had a guy write an email the other day that suffered a
testicular torsion.
Torsion. Yes. How does that happen?
So it's when the testicle rotates on the spermatic cord.
Oh,
yes. Man. And remember, the spermatic cord is how you're bringing blood into the testicle from the abdomen. So if it rotates enough, you can completely block off that blood flow, and you can lose the testicle, actually. Now, we don't know why it occurs. There is an inherited trait that might allow the testicle to rotate more freely, but many people who have this don't have torsion, and many people who have torsion do not seem to have that trait. It can occur after vigorous activity. It can happen after you've been sleeping. So we're not entirely sure why it happens. And while it is more common in younger men, it can happen at any age group. So this is actually a real emergency, and you need to go to the emergency room immediately, because it can, I mean, this guy was very, very lucky.
You can lose your nut, right?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. And it can actually even...
Do you say nut in the office at all, or do you always say testicle?
I still do not do that, though. I use testicle.
Damn it.
No, you don't call them the boys?
No, yeah, how are the boys doing today? No.
Let me check
out
your boys.
Once in a while, I'll ask my patient how it's hanging, but they don't get the joke, and they never answer appropriately, so I stop doing that, too.
Yeah, thanks, Doc.
That's what they call them at Duluth Trading Company.
The boys?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Keep your boys together.
That's right.
Keep
that's
your right. boys in the same pouch.
Right. In case a beaver bites on your pants.
But they're not doctors.
It is very disturbing to me, first of all, that anyone had a medical school yearbook, but that any medical school yearbook would publish anything having to do with the KKK.
Isn't that crazy? I understand. I understand intelligent people can be racist. I get that. Mm-hmm. That was the blowback I got. But I just assume if you educate yourself and you become more intelligent about things, you're not a racist. But, you know, I was wrong. Obviously.
No. Yeah. No, remember that physician, I think it was a couple months ago, who published a very misogynistic article about how women doctors don't want to work as hard as men.
That's right.
And we are more interested in doing other things, and we therefore shouldn't get paid as much as our male
colleagues.
That
guy, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, okay. They exist, trust me.
Yeah, and obviously, you know that better than anybody, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
I used to think...
And you're a brown woman, too, for that matter. So you faced the misogynist and racist stuff, right?
Yes, I have seen. I have unfortunately seen the racist, the misogynistic, and I have friends who are homosexual, and I can tell you that in the medical profession there are also people who are homophobic. And
oh my God!
It's really, really unfortunate. Now,
I'm going to guess you deal with that just about every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And that is, I can't really say much more than that. But I think another problem is there's a lot of unconscious bias. So that even if a person doesn't realize it, they are biased against maybe, say, a woman, or they're biased against somebody who they know is a homosexual, or they're biased against somebody who doesn't look like them, and they happen to be a white male, because white men hold 80% of the powerful positions across all of the, all industries. So that unconscious bias is also something that I think is very prevalent, and they may not realize or even recognize that they're doing something, but you on the receiving end feel it very acutely.
But you got to understand, they're angry they only have 80%. When they had 99% of it.
Damn
so, their freedoms are going away.
Yeah.
Yes. That limited amount of freedom that exists in the world.
When you only control 80% of the world, and you used to control 99% of it, you're going to get a little pissed off.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You're going to feel white man a little
being
threatened.
Kept down. We know somebody actually said that. White man's being kept down. Embarrassingly so.
Well, there's entire networks that are supported by that.
The angry white man,
that very philosophy.
Right.
I will say the perfect example of this is in New York City, where they had that the girl, that statue of the girl in front of the bull on Wall Street. And people were going crazy about this. It was a statue of a little girl standing there. And she just happened to be right there in the middle of the financial district, right in front of what company the bull is with.
Right.
And people were going
They go crazy about that. It's stupid, right?
It is. If they're going to go crazy about that, you can't even imagine when there's real threats to their power.
Exactly, right.
That's okay. We'll take care of it. Don't worry. Women are. But along the same lines, there was a story, I think, yesterday that you guys were doing about helping women out who need to breastfeed, and specifically allowing them to breastfeed in your office.
We helped a coworker in our office,
And Craig,
was saying some of the women were the worst when it came to this,
I don't understand.
And then also people were afraid, thought it was crazy we did it because we're such bad dudes, I guess.
One of the women giving her a hard time, had a child recently at the time, I think.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand that.
No.
So I wanted to say thank you to you guys for doing that, but also to urge everybody else who's listening to think about doing that. So I will tell you that I think I was the second woman in my division to have a baby. They did not know what to do with me. And the only breastfeeding...
And you're in a hospital!
I know. My division is very male-driven.
Did you pump?
I tried, and then this is what happened, when I came back to work, they have breastfeeding facilities, they just happen to be across campus in a totally different building, and I have a double or triple booked clinic because I have to make up for the time that I was gone, and they don't give you any time to run across campus to go breastfeed, so I was sitting in the bathroom. And in the bathrooms in the hospital, there's a red biohazard bin and a white regular trash bin, and I would sit on one of them and put the breastfeeding stuff on the other one, and I would pump in the bathroom. And then I got in trouble because I was holding up the bathroom. So then I literally
This is a hospital. That's what's crazy about that. That's wild.
One of the MAs found me a closet, and I sat in the closet and did it. And then I decided I was done doing this because I needed to go. You as a woman, you feel particularly... You feel like everyone is watching you, and you're tired. You've got a new baby. You have, you know, in my case, had a couple of C-sections, and you're not sleeping, and now you've got to deal with this and this pressure of trying to keep up and act like you have nothing, like there's no impediment to your ability to work. And it's tough. It's really, really hard. Right. So give women a little bit of a break.
Well, we do. We don't care.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's really tough.
I don't get being angry about people breastfeeding.
Some sort of misogynistic remark here, too.
I have heard from colleagues, why would we want to hire the woman? She's just going to get pregnant and have a baby and go out on maternity leave. Yeah, so then when you do go out on maternity leave, you feel even worse because you're fulfilling some prophecy. It's great. And then the last question you had was, do Indians drink? Do we drink?
I didn't know if the Indian culture allowed drinking.
We are all drunk.
There you go. Now you're stereotyping.
Oh, well, okay, yeah, with rare exception, we are all drunk. I mean, I have Indian friends who won't eat meat, but they will drink like fish.
Yes, that's all I need to know. Good.
That's fine.
That's good. All right.
I think that's it. I'm probably a little bit behind, but I just wanted to call in and catch up.
Thank you, Doc. Love you. All right.
Love you guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Breastfeeding in our office. Feel free. Well, you got to work here.
Yeah, we'll make a reservation. damn it. Is that online?
It's online.
Yeah, you can make the reservations online.
Yes, great. It is, doctor. Doctor. Yeah. Doctor. 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 Doctor.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.